Consumer Financial Protection Bureau said it's demanding information from the likes of Affirm, PayPal, and Afterpay because it's concerned that borrowers are accumulating debt, the companies may be engaging in regulatory arbitrage, and the personal data of consumers could be misused. Yahoo Finance's Brian Chung is here with more on this. Brian.
Hey, Brian. Well, obviously, the buy now, pay later craze has really come into the scrutiny of regulators, and at least one regulator is now moving to act, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, where Rohit Chopra, who has only been in the role for a few months now, is moving very quickly, now wants to ask five companies for more information about the buy now, pay later model. The five targeted companies are Affirm, Afterpay, Klarna, PayPal, and Zip. The CFPB says it has concerns about the ways in which users of buy now, pay later products can accumulate debt, whether or not there's regulatory arbitrage, because these are not banks that are regulated outside of the banking industry. And then also how they use the data on users whenever they use buy now, pay later to buy a mattress or sneakers, perhaps, and the like. Now, we're starting to hear from some companies regarding their angle of things. We heard from Affirm in a statement earlier today. They said, quote, "We welcome the CFPB's review and support regulatory efforts that benefit consumers and promote transparency within our industries," adding that they will continue to engage with all of our stakeholders, including regulators, to support efforts that advance our mission. We also heard from PayPal, which, by the way, is also a big company that has Venmo as well, although the buy now, pay later product is really more intertwined with PayPal. In a statement, that company said, quote, "PayPal is reviewing the letter and we will continue to work productively with the CFPB to provide information as requested." And you guys will recall that we did actually speak with Max Levchin over at Affirm in late October. I had asked him directly about the possibility of the CFPB getting involved. As a reminder, he actually served 3 years on the board of the CFPB. So he is very close with the regulators and said that he's open to working with them as this technology continues to get further adoption. What is interesting and a little bit of a twist here I want to add is the banking industry's view of all of this. We actually got a statement from the Consumer Bankers Association where they said they were encouraged by the CFPB taking this move. They welcome the efforts because they want to make sure that there's a level playing field. Again, those five companies that I listed earlier are not banks, so they're not regulated by the same entities that usually regulate your local national banks, as you would see. So that is indeed a very interesting twist here, that the banking industry wants the CFPB to crack down on these industries. Definitely a very interesting dynamic that'll be interesting to watch play out in the coming years, guys.
And Brian, these stocks, you know, outside of PayPal, but really Affirm has really captivated the minds of traders this year. But let's be clear, it's going to take a while, right, before any potential changes come through.
Yeah, well, certainly. I mean, for what it's worth, this inquiry from the CFPB is just that. It's an inquiry. This is not rulemaking. This is not clamping down on the business models or outlawing them in any way. This is just the CFPB reaching out to these companies, asking for a little bit more information about the pros and also the cons associated with this type of product, and also probably trying to find out under the hood just how lucrative it is for these companies. Now, again, the reason why the CFPB is doing this is because they're the ones that have the purview over non-bank financial companies. This is an organization, or rather a government bureau that was formed after the financial crisis as the brainchild of Elizabeth Warren. That's why it's been a little bit politically charged and a reason why it's actually created a bit of a stir among those on Capitol Hill regarding the authority that they have to do things like this. But aside from all that, the CFPB here is just trying to say, hey, we want to talk to you guys a little bit more, get a little bit more information about exactly how this industry works. And then that could be a jumping pad for them to eventually create some rulemakings or guardrails around the industry. What might that look like? It's hard to say, but it could be in the form of you can't charge certain types of interest rates above a certain level, or some sort of cap on the amount of installation payments that you could break up each of these buy now, pay later purchases into. So again, I'm just kind of throwing things at the wall here, but you can imagine that the CFPB might be using this as the first step towards regulation. But as we all know, as is the case in DC, those things take a very, very long time.
So very true. Brian Chung, thanks so much.